Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
Wendy is really struggling with a decision she has to make as
what,
well.
What is it?
The world's almost coming to an end. I just don't know what to do. No, I'm approaching 25. I'll be 25 actually in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And
yay,
I'm
happy pre-birthday.
I mean, I like going shopping and looking for clothes and getting clothes, but I don't know when the exact appropriate time is to stop shopping in the juniors department and going over to the ladies department, because I don't think I can wear the ladies clothes yet. Because it's just not either. It's not my style, but I feel like being 25, I look really silly with all the 16-year-olds and high schoolers shopping in the juniors section.
Let me ask you this, because this is a conversation I'm totally out of the loop on. Mm-hmm. When you go to the women's section, does that make some kind of like statement about your age?
I think when you, not that I know very much about clothes, but when you, your style, you know, there's some women that can dress too old for them. You know, your clothes can age you,
mm-hmm.
or can make you look silly, because
yes.
if you can be a certain age and try to look too young,
mm-hmm.
and you look silly that way. So what Wendy's asking is, at 25, is it time for her to move out of, you know, what teenagers and college kids are wearing, and should she, you know, grow up, quote unquote, you know, with her clothes, or is she still young enough to be cool and hip?
But at the same time, I don't want to look like a mom, because I'm not a mom, or I don't want to wear shoulder pads, or I don't want to wear like a pantsuit.
Aren't there different places
yeah,
that you can go though that
have
women's
to...
clothes that are still hip and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. What are you talking about? Are you talking about department store shopping?
Department store shopping. I mean, or even going to like, can I go to Forever 21 at 25 years old and get an outfit?
Because you're Forever 21, duh.
What is that? What's Forever 21?
Forever 21 sort of, it's like a junior store, but it has like
it
really
is,
cute, trendy
it's like,
clothes. It's
yeah, it's trendy, but it's really, really cheap.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Expensive. You know, like, yeah, it's not expensive to
like
go to.
Like Old Navy-ish? That kind
of? Kind of, but a little more trendy.
Okay.
So it's trendy clothes for less price. But no, in department stores, like, because I just feel goofy shopping with like teenagers, but I don't feel like I can, mm-hmm. I really can wear what women are wearing, which is like more adult stuff, and then I feel like I have to buy the heels.
I think it depends on the store. I really do. Because I think there's a lot of women's departments that have cool hip clothing, and it's not cut for teenagers. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be like a cool pair of shorts, but they're not teenager shorts.
Well, and Wendy, we should also say, she's a petite little thing.
Yeah.
Does it have anything
sure.
to do with it, too?
Sizes-wise, yeah, you'd be fine in the teen department for probably forever.
But size is less of the issue than the actual style itself.
Yeah.
So, and at 25, you're fine, honey. You're still fine.
Well, I don't want to have to
shop in juniors.
Well, I like some of the junior shorts, because I don't want to wear like the longer shorts that come down to my knees, because then I look like a stub. But I feel like I have to buy those because I'm getting older. I think.
Well, I'm 40, and if I try to get... I'm 40, and if I try to do... I should go to Forever 21 and Greg get some really, really short shorts and some, and yeah, I look silly doing that. But at 25, you're fine.
I think you just have to see, you have to just be critical of yourself so that you don't look like you're trying too hard to be too young.
Can
you know
you
what
do
I'm
that?
Saying?
Can you do that? Or do you have like, does every woman have sort of an honest wing woman that she can ask? Because
she should.
I don't think that a woman can do that for herself, right?
Well, I mean, I think there's a certain stage where your midriff can't show. And I you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a certain age where your shorts can be too short and you're not a teenager anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can judge that for yourself.
And it also depends on your personality, too. You know, I think there are some women that, because you talk about pantsuit. Well, you're not in a job where you need to wear a pantsuit. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's also the message you need to convey. And there's some women who are younger, but work in a company where they need to gain more respect. They need
right.
to dress a little older. You know what I mean? So that's mm-hmm. also a factor.
Hey, Elaine. Good
Definitely.
Morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, I wanted to tell Wendy that I had my first child when I was 23, so I was younger than you. But after I had that child, now mind you, I was uber skinny up to this point. After I had that first baby, my hips just really didn't fit into a junior.
Uh-huh.
I could wear a junior's like 11, or I could wear a Mrs. like 4 or 6. And it was like, wow, I'm really cool with having a 6 on the back of my butt rather than I'm 11. And I mean, I still shop, and I'm only 32 now, and I still shop at like American Eagle for my jeans. I just make sure that they're dark blue rather than like faded and washed out.
Okay.
What are we talking about
well,
here? It sounds
cool.
to me like this must feel like when I'm talking about soccer and you guys are so out of the loop. I have no idea what she just said.
Well, she just said that I could go shop and look for a pair of pants in the women's department and get them a smaller size instead of going to the junior sizes where they might be like a size bigger. But then I seem smaller if I go shop in the women's department.
Yes.
Does every
like
woman
that.
Go through this?
You'll think you're smaller.
Does every woman go through this?
Yeah.
At one point or another, you
mm-hmm.
have to make this decision?
Yes.
Hey,
awesome.
Whitney, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I've got the exact same problem. I'm like really tiny, just like she is. I'm about her size. And I can literally fit in little girl stuff, like extra large little girls,
oh,
all the way up to
nice.
Misses. And the thing is, you have to, when you shop, you have to look at if it's age appropriate and how it fits on your body. And you can pull it off really easily if you take the time to play around and to look at the different options.
Who determines if it's age appropriate, though?
Well, that's what Wendy's asking.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking, what is age appropriate for a 25-year-old? You know?
And I don't know. Sometimes
I
like to wear t-shirts and jeans and...
Sure. Well, and I think what Melissa said holds a lot of weight. Like, you can dress like funky and wear, you know, whatever you want to wear to work. But like she said, a lot of women in corporate, you know, in more corporate formal business offices are going to be dressing up more for work every single day, wearing
mm-hmm.
the heels
mm-hmm.
and wearing the suits and the button down and the, you know, pressed shirts and all that kind of stuff, because that's what they need to do to fit in. Like, you've got way more flexibility
yeah.
than most people do in your job, for sure.
Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell Wendy, I'm 33, and I don't know that there's necessarily a cutoff, but sometimes, you know, all the little junior stuff is kind of really low. The jeans are really low cut, and you just kind of look at more of the pants and stuff in the misses section, and then a lot of the cute tops and stuff in the junior section is still pretty cute. I like to still find the tops and stuff there, but... I don't know if there's necessarily a cutoff, but you think you just kind of know when it's time to stop wearing the junior's clothes.
Isn't some of this attitude also, like, a woman could pretty much rock anything so long as she's got attitude about it, right? No?
Oh, there's some clothes
in
that
like,
department.
Like, teen stuff will have, like, cutesy sayings on the front of your t-shirt. Like, I think you're probably over that.
So I can't wear cutesy saying shirts anymore.
Like Urban Outfitters type stuff? Is that gone for her?
Well, no, not necessarily. Urban Outfitters is actually really cool. But, like, if I don't know if it said something, some sort of, like, sassy little saying on the front. To me, that's very teenagery.
I'm sleeping with your boyfriend or something like that. I'm the girl that's sleeping with your boyfriend.
Exactly. Thank
okay.
you. Something cheesy like that.
You like cheesy?
Well, I guess all those shirts are going today.
On flame them. Hey, Hannah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. You'd be the last call on this. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I was just going to tell
morning.
Wendy, it's cool to wear Junior's clothes. If you can fit in them, wear them. Most of the junior's clothes are cheaper anyway. You know, if you're that size and you can wear them, I agree about the shirts. Like, I'd rather be texting or I've got your boyfriend or something like that. But if you can wear it, girl, wear it. I mean, you know.
Melissa, why were you making that little duck face?
Well, I'm saying, if you can wear, I mean, there are women who are much, much, much older than you that could fit into some of those clothes, but don't need to do that. So, but I think you're 25, you're still young, and I do find it fascinating that the women, it seems like when you do decide to transition, you transition with pants first. Like, the woman says, you
yes.
know what? Two callers said they go to Mrs. for the pants, but they still go to the juniors for the tops.
For the
so,
tops.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to start
cute.
Doing that. If
yeah.
I can go a size down by shopping in the ladies' department
yes.
without having to lose weight, hell yeah.
This is The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Whoa!
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.